7:20. James Van Osdalen tonight for Patty Vasquez. Shortly, we'll be joined by two of the cast members of Game of Thongs, showing at Gorilla Tango Burlesque Troupe. They're awesome. But before we get there, if you love burlesque, you're going to love Epic Deli in Johnsburg, Illinois. Tyler, proprietor of Epic Deli, is on the phone. Hi, Tyler. Oh, there you are. Hey, Tyler. I got to talk to you. A couple months ago, you put a sandwich named after me on your menu.
Yes.
It was a weekly special. It made it to the permanent menu.
Yes, it's going to be permanently on there starting Monday.
I got to tell you, there's nothing more I need to achieve in my life. I have a sandwich named after me. That's it. I'm done. So can you tell us what the JVO sandwich is?
It is a open-faced cornbread sandwich, and it has pulled pork and barbecue sauce and fried pickles and coleslaw, all kinds of good stuff.
It's magnificent. Jesse from ManBQ is in the studio quietly oohing and awing and making really self-satisfied faces. Epic Deli is, the address in Johnsburg is?
It's 3312 Chapel Hill Road.
And it's not, once you get off 94, it's pretty easy to get to. It's right, you know, past Volo. You always have crazy out there mad scientist-like sandwich specials. What do you have on the menu this week?
All kinds of stuff. Our biggest special we've done recently was the Dorito BLT. It was like a BLT, but we took the Texas toast and tempura battered it and then crusted it in Doritos and fried it and then did the BLT on that. So that's been really popular.
Lots of medical marijuana patients right now are perking their ears up. They're excited after treatment, perhaps to go to Epic Deli in Johnsburg. What would you say? What flies out the door the most for you out at Epic Deli?
Oh, I mean, it's always hard to say. Our number one sandwich is the sandwich called the Viking Quest.
Viking Quest.
I know you've had that one before. It's like turkey, pastrami, salami, ham, pepperoni, bacon. Mozzarella, provolone, cheddar, ghost pepper ranch, and it has banana peppers.
You are doing God's work, sir. All right, so Epic Deli, you can try any of the sandwiches. Everything you do there is wild and cool and delicious, and there's even a sandwich named after me. If you like barbecue, it's a home run. Tyler, thanks for staying up, and thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Are you playing video games right now?
Yeah, I'm playing Fallout, listening to you.
Yes, you are. All right, dude. Have a good night. Nice talking to you.
All right, take care.
Hard to believe the guy who created the Dorito BLT is up playing video games at 1 o'clock in the morning. It is WGN. This is a delight. You know, Game of Thrones Season 6, there's been a script leak. This is big news. There have been a lot of leaks from the world of Game of Thrones. Today, another leak was announced. It comes from one of the cast members. There are lots of spoilers attached to it. Game of Thrones is just one of those hard-to-ignore shows, and I'm joined... Oh, thank you, Craig. I'm joined in the studio by two of the cast members of Game of Thongs. If you like Game of Thrones, you're going to love Game of Thongs at the Gorilla Tango Theater. I'm joined by Zatanna Zorel and Biggie. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, thanks. You for having us.
So, if you've never seen Game of Thrones before, will Game of Thongs catch me up if I go?
I won't catch you up to the sixth season. It's going to catch you up through the end of the first season, probably. Mm-hmm. But you'll still understand everything you're seeing, and it won't ruin all the surprises, because how are you supposed to fit 1,000 pages into an hour-long show with musical numbers?
Fair enough. Gorilla Tango. Producer Craig and I were talking about Gorilla Tango before you came in. He said, and this is so accurate, There's no reason why this shouldn't be the most popular place in Chicago.
Right? I've been thinking that for 4 years.
Because, I mean, this is totally geek-friendly. The shows that happen at Gorilla Tango, Game of Thongs, there's Ghost Busty, which is the Ghostbusters.
Sure.
It is burlesque set to...
nerd themes. It's called nerdlesque, even, in certain circles.
So, I mean, specifically, the show, the Game of Thongs... Trouble is brewing in the busty kingdom of Bresteros when the Honorable Lord Ned Stark Naked is called to the capital to help his king defend the glitter throne from a sexy threat to the east. He enters a world.
I'm sold. You don't even have to
do
agree.
It. Going.
Oh, man. We're good.
I'm going to bring Jesse up, too. He enters a world of scandalous intrigue, Join Ned as he encounters as many of your favorite characters as we could conceivably fit into an hour-long show. Incestuous twins, an irresistible horse lord, the only bastard hot enough to melt the ice at the wall, and of course, dancing direwolves. Ned soon learns there's only one way to survive in Bresteros. When you play the game of thongs, you strip.
Or you die.
Done. I'm in. Now, in the world of Game of Thrones, women don't fare too well. I'm assuming with this performance, those wrongs are righted.
Men don't fare too well either in the Game of Thrones or Game of Thrones either way. No, we die just the same. Honestly, we do believe in sex positivity in Bresteros. We believe our audiences in the end leave feeling more positive about women and their forms as well. I mean, the first time I saw a burlesque show, that's how I left. Seeing these women on stage shaking the things that I was nervous about myself as a woman, and being screamed, like cheered on for it, made me leave feeling good about who I was, and then feeling like they've been, some of them were dancers, some of them were performers, some of them weren't, and what I saw was smart, confident, funny women doing things I wished I could. And honestly, you'd be surprised what you can push yourself to do. You think that you've lived because you've got a sandwich. Maybe you should consider doing some boylesque.
Yeah. Oh no. By the way, this is incredibly true. I went with my wife to one of these shows, and she started cheering more than me.
Absolutely.
As the show went on, because of how entertaining it was and how positive
it was. That's my favorite thing about the burlesque community at large, is that you're going to have women who have eliminated competition with other women, and therefore they're just cheering each other on. They're bringing their boyfriends and saying, "You better think my friend is as sexy as I think she is. What? Why aren't you screaming for her right now? She's taking her top off for you." Like, it's been very good for anybody who's got body dysmorphia, which a lot of us go in there having had like our own issues with our body, and we come out.
Explain what dysmorphia is.
So you look in the mirror, and though you may look to other people thin or a certain way, you see yourself only by your flaws, and you exaggerate them. And you can see when you're backstage and you see another woman and she's looking in the mirror and she's messing with her costume and she just can't get it right, they all go up to her and they pat her on the bottom just like a baseball player, and they tell her, you know, "Good game, you're so good. Do you understand how sexy you look right now? Do you understand what you're about to go do? Like, this is going to be a great experience." And they're that's been my favorite thing, is to be around women who don't fit the stereotype, the idea that we're supposed to be catty and we're supposed to be quiet and go behind each other's backs. I've been doing this for 4 years, and I've done 300 or more shows with that one company even, and never seen it. I've never seen them go behind and be like, "Oh my God, did you see what she actually looked like in that costume?" Like, it doesn't happen.
Let's take a break. That is Zatanna Zorel. Also, Biggie is here from Game of Thongs at Guerrilla Tango Burlesque. Jesse Valenciana from Manbecue, shockingly, is still in the studio. And Jesse, during the break, let's talk about the boylesque opportunities that are in front of us.
Well, you've seen my Instagram. I'm always with my pants off somewhere in the country.
Yeah. So. Everybody hates pants.
And more specifically, I've seen your Snapchat. Yes, I have. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's WGN. WGN 720, James Van Hassel. What's happening here? What is going on? Zatanna Zorel and Biggie are here from Guerrilla Tango's Game of Thongs show. Jesse Valenciana from ManBQ is here. What just happened? What was going on?
Oh, the headphones? There was a bit of a war.
Yeah, you guys were like going back and forth. Everything okay?
Fantastic.
All right. Hey guys, I have more headphones.
Oh, Snapchat.
Do you really?
Oh, now I tell them that.
Now you need more headphones?
After we had the epic battle in the studio.
Yeah, that was great, by the way. That was fun. I got more headphones.
Do some Game of Thrones.
Yep, slicing. Absolutely. Nobody died. It headphones. Looks like we're stripping next. Yeah. No!
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I've never seen ears perk up so fast.
No. Other things. Headphones, no less.
Other things.
Yeah. You know, so walk me through the creative process. How does a show get off the ground? Like, do you have to hit like a peak level of nerd appreciation to build a show around something?
Well, our director is amazing.
She's just incredible, and she is a huge Game of Thrones. I almost said thongs.
And it's really hard to get it right. I know.
She's a huge Game of Thrones nerd. She loves Game of Thrones. She actually does Game of Thrones trivia at bars and things. I mean, she's like diehard. But she's also a great director and understands how to drive a narrative and tell a story and make something fabulous and full of glitter. So she's kind of the best of both worlds. So she was really our guide, at least my guide, into the geekiness of it. I am a huge geek when it comes to Star Wars, Magic the Gathering. I mean, I can go on and on. But Game of Thrones is actually something I had never seen before getting cast in the show. I read the script. I thought it was hilarious. I loved it. I still didn't understand any of the references. Mm-hmm. And so I had to start watching the show. But no, I don't think there's a... You don't have to be a super fan to be in the show, but it's hard not to become a fan once you are in the show.
As far as getting a show approved through our theater, we have to have a super fan big enough to write a script, and it can just be somebody local. Actually, I won't disclose names because I'm not sure she wants me to, but the woman who wrote Game of Thrones for us is actually a young adult author, and she's got several published books.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then we've had other like playwrights write our different other scripts, like... Actually, if you've ever heard of the Nerdalogs, they wrote our Star Trek burlesque.
And so you played Spock.
I did. That was my first foray into burlesque, in fact, because I'm a Trekkie, and I will tell that story till the cows come home. But
please tell me you still have those ears.
I do still have the ears. I still do a Spock cosplay. And I'm probably going to build a new Spock number because there's a company here in town that's considering going to the convention and putting on a show in Las Vegas, actually. So I'm hoping to go with them and do some more traveling this year. But at Guerrilla Tango, the way they get a script off the ground is somebody will write something, and then we have a board that reads it, and then they'll send out emails to the different cast members to go through a reading with it, and we'll go through like three or four different readings to make decisions about whether we find it to be the kind of material we're comfortable with, because sometimes we're pushing edges that are maybe not something some girls are doing this for, because sometimes it'll sound like a porn instead of a tease.
Right.
We need numbers that are going to push the plot along instead of numbers that are just, who wants to see my tatas? Which is, I have seen before. And
put your hand down, Jesse.
Jesse's not the only one who had his hand up. But no, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, all our dances, because we only have an hour to tell 1,000 pages, all our dances are designed to further the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
Now, Jesse, I know, writes a lot of fan fiction that involves nudity. So I think maybe you could submit a script.
Really?
Like, I'm so lonely.
No, he doesn't.
Like, I feel like...
What would you write? What would be your, like... What are you geeky about?
I was just talking about this. When I was younger, I never read comic books. I was that geeky kid that read, like, stories about World War II in Vietnam.
That would be a terrible burlesque.
Yeah, it would be like the worst. Like, never mind. Cry at the end, am I proud?
I do know a girl who has a gas mask, but she's bedazzled, like to the T's. It's really.
I am into The Walking Dead.
We have one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, done. It's boobs of the dead.
The stripping dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that better. Just kind of like I like Rack of Khan better than boobs of Khan. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah, Rack of Khan is fantastic. I will say, I feel like the Marvel movie universe is an untapped thing for Guerrilla Tango. Like with the Avengers and Iron Man.
We did have an Iron Man once. Actually, in fact. That character was a source of controversy for us, not because of the character, but because the woman who played it was seen in an advertisement where she was fully clothed and she lost her job over it.
Oh, no.
Which is why we all have these stage names and these personas, is to protect ourselves from those kinds of things. So, now that isn't where you wanted to go with the Marvel thing, but you're right. That is an untapped resource. We don't do any X-Men. I would love to see some X-Men.
There's been a lot of discussion about X-Men. I really would love to see a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Oh, I really want to see like Heroes in a Half Bra.
Oh my God. Yes.
I have the names. James, do you remember before the show tonight we were talking about some names for shows? Do you want me to share some of the creative ones I came up with?
Yes.
Why don't you share yours? I have an idea or two.
Okay. Super Boob.
Nope.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Boob. I think they're really good.
That Super Boobs is the one actually that Iron Man was in.
Iron Boob?
Nope.
I don't know what you guys think of these. I'm just spitballing. How about they're really clever.
How about the Bustus League?
The Bustus League. Good.
There we go.
Captain Boob. I got another one.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
How about Bear Devil?
Oh, that's good. Very good.
Green Arrows.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Another one for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle would be Cowabubka.
Cowabubka. Pretty good. Like that a lot.
And this sounds less teasy and more porny, I guess, but Guardians on the Galon Galaxy.
Ant boob. I don't know. I'm still going.
You're just adding boobs to everything.
I feel like for X-Men, you just do like sex men. That's
yeah,
pretty
I like
easy.
That. That's pretty good.
X-boob?
We just did. Those are some great pumpkins, Charlie Brown. That was...
Peanuts is all the rage right now. People are totally excited about.
We haven't done Peanuts though, have we?
No, we haven't.
Because we don't do anything with children, even with Game of Thrones.
We did
or
do
Game
a
of Thongs.
Disney, a dirty Disney.
We did,
burlesque.
But they were all. I guess I don't know how old princesses
well, we
are.
Well, we did
but...
Powerpuff Girls in one scenario
really?
As well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that called Powerpuff Boobs?
We also, well, we did Hooter Rangers.
Mute your microphone? I have no button to mute you. How was that?
I personally enjoy him chiming in from the background.
I can't shut you up.
You can't actually produce
yeah, with Game of Thrones, no. We have Sansa and Bran and all the children make appearances, but they don't strip. They don't have routines. And we've done that with a few shows mm-hmm. where there's a child and they have their appearance because they need to for the plot, but they don't dance.
Right.
So with the new Star Wars movie coming out in a month, how soon until you can burlesqueize that? Because it seems like, wow, great opportunity. The Force Awakens.
Well, we already have Star Wars A New Hope running.
Right.
And I would say the movie has to come out to create a script off of it, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have that material yet. If you do, please contact me. but so I would say I would give it a year or less after it comes out before we'd be able to get a script together and then a show out. Whether they'll jump on that or not, I don't know. It depends what else they have in their.
It is a long process. I mean, a year sounds about right if you're rushing it.
Right.
You know, first of all, it takes someone a long time to write the script and rewrite the script and rewrite the script. And once they have a script they like, then we do a table read with volunteer cast members, and then the cast members give their 2 cents, and then the author, the playwright, goes back and rewrites it,
and then
we
audition
off and do another read.
And,
I mean, it's
and right, and then a rehearsal process, and in all of our shows, actually, something that you might not know is our cast members rotate in and out every single week. So even when you start a new show, you have understudies that are cast in the first place, and they'll rotate in and out. So every time you see a show, you're going to see a different dynamic between the cast members. Mm-hmm. So like we have different Khal Drogos and different Dannys.
Yeah. It's a very like old school vaudeville style of running a theater. In the sense that everyone knows several tracks,
we're a
and
company.
We can all go in and out of different mm-hmm. shows.
Hey, once James, you join one, you kind of you're in the company.
Can I name the new Star Wars one when they put it out?
Oh, please,
sure, Craig.
The Boob Awakens.
You know you can use other words. There
Craig
are other salacious.
Craig,
words.
With you,
not on the radio, you can't.
Craig, with you, it's more like a creative force awakens. Because really, this has been fantastic.
I feel like this is all positive. I took. All
I really
positive
did
criticism.
Love the Empire Brings Sexy back.
Yeah,
that was a good one. I like that
all
one.
All right,
too.
Biggie and Zatanna Zor-El. Game of Thongs is at Gorilla Tango Friday night.
Friday night, 10:30.
Fantastic. Well,
I'll be Daenerys this Friday.
I was going to be Khal Drogo, but I'm not. Not this Friday.
Well, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Can we give a discount code if you want to get online and get some discounts on our tickets,
Craig? Sure.
So get on GorillaTango.com, choose the show you want to see, and then in the discount code, you can either write Zatanna, Zatanna 15, or Biggie 15.
Biggie
15.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We'd love to come back sometime.
Okay. So I feel the same way. Right. WGN, we'll have the news next.